Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Who can it be now? Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
We all let Kay Adams just play out.
That's
we just let it play out.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Terrific voice. Terrific.
There's she should be on the Masked Singer.
It's time for us to unveil the mystery guest. We gave you all of the clues, or we got all the clues. The person is a radio and TV host, national ESPN. More radio than TV, though. A lot of TV in this guy. I mean, there was no question who it was, right?
Tyler was doing such a bad job, and we still got it.
Still got it. Trey Wingo. It's got
to
be Trey
Wingo.
Hosted the draft.
And he is tall. You know. What do you mean you don't know if he's tall? And
I have no idea how tall Trey Wingo is.
He shows on TV every morning.
He's sitting on TV most of the time.
He's tall. When you're on radio, you can get away with it. Like, I'm 6'2". You know? Yeah. You can get away with it in radio.
Horizontal or vertical?
Well, stop it. But when you're on TV, you know, sometimes you never know what happens to those guys.
All right. Well,
we're all in agreement. That's who it is.
Well, let's see the resume. Yep.
Huh? This next mystery guest is from Greenwich, Connecticut, and went to high school with Steve Young. He's currently a radio and TV host at the Worldwide Leader and hosts Morning Drive on ESPN Radio. And it's not Mike Golic or his son. Okay, mystery guest, reveal yourself.
I am the only non-Golic in the program. It is Trey Wingo. How are we, boys?
We're doing well, Trey. I like that. It's not my Golic or his son.
Now, wait, Trey, now, I just want to can you confirm or deny, because seeing you grew up or were born in Greenwich, Connecticut, does Tom Brady have a house in Greenwich?
He does not have a house in Greenwich.
Okay.
We thought he had purchased a house, but my God, there's a rigorous process you must go through to get into Fairfield County.
Here we got it now.
They don't allow you in there? So what is this all about Keyshawn Johnson that we're reading about here in the New York Post today, landing an ESPN radio gig in the morning with Trey Wingo?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There you go. I like it. Smart. There you go.
I got it. See, I'm more concerned with the fact that, you know, we have these guests on, Trey. We always find out these just weird, you know, relationships that they had or backgrounds on them. And you went to school with Steve Young, high school with Steve Young. Now,
yeah,
was he the cool guy and you were the tall, lanky nerd, or was it the vice versa?
Oh, God, no. Yeah. Let me explain the dynamic at my high school. He was a year ahead of me in high school, but the power couple at our high school was Steve Young. And in high school, he dated a girl named Christy Fitchner. Now, that name may not mean much to you, but in 1986, Christy Fitchner beat out, among other candidates, Halle Berry for Miss USA.
Wow. So she was ugly.
Yeah, she was not unattractive, I think is the best way to describe it.
Let me guess, she won the talent competition.
Yeah.
Boom.
Power couple.
So, I mean, so that's our power couple. Like, we have Steve Young, who became the $40 million quarterback in the USFL and then went on to be a Hall of Famer with the San Francisco 49ers. And his high school girlfriend was a cheerleader named Christy Fitchner, who went on to beat out Halle Berry from Miss USA. The rest of us didn't have a stinking chance, man. Wow. It was
so
done.
Wait, so have you ever, I mean, you've been in sportscasting so long. Have you ever, I mean, did he know who you, does he know who you are now? Does he remember you from high school? Like, what's it okay, like when you guys connect?
No, we know now, but like when I first started at ESPN and he was doing some stuff for us, I said, hey, you know, we went to high school. And he went, really? I'm like, yeah, dude, we went to high school, but we were in different buildings. You know what I mean? he was in a different wing than I was.
Okay, and then no sports for you then?
Nah, not much, no.
Okay, because that would be the natural. If you were a football player, of course you would have known.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we were teammates. Yeah, I don't remember you at all. No, it wasn't that way at all.
We're talking with Trey Wingo from ESPN, our mystery guest today. So you had the opportunity to deal with this virtual world already with the draft. And as you look at the landscape right now, what do you think any of this is going to look like when we start playing sports?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that anybody that is sort of making any prognostication along that lines is guessing. I mean, you know, we just came out with the news, that 16 of the 302 players in the NBA tested positive. Most of them are asymptomatic. You know, the baseball players are popping up all over the place. And we also have, you know, every time these college kids go back for football or workouts this summer, they're testing positive. You know, the only good news is it seems to be that they're mostly asymptomatic and these guys are recovering. But, you know, it isn't going away. I mean, it's not, we have to find a way to mitigate it. You're not going to get rid of it for a while anyway. So the question is going to become, you know, where's the tipping point one way or the other? I mean, what are we willing to, like Andrew Brandt, he used to work for us and now does a bunch of stuff, includes those sports business law classes at Villanova, said, look, if it was just about player safety, none of these contact sports would be going. It's the question of what are we willing to risk versus the quite frankly, the monetary benefits of playing all this stuff. Well, and that's sort of where we are.
Yeah, and it's funny to me because now what we were talking about earlier, even yesterday, about how now Major League Baseball, we had Sam Kennedy on our midday show, was talking about having fans there, and so all the negotiations are done. They've all agreed to play, and now the owners are talking about. It seems like it's almost like like they held it in their pocket, in their back pocket, and now they're saying, oh, now we can have fans in the stands. As before, yeah, they couldn't. Now they're saying, sure, go ahead, have fans in the stands.
Well, it's funny, too, right, because the first person or the first state to do that I can remember was Texas, and they're saying we're going to go 25%, then up to 50, and they just put a hard pause on everything because they are spiraling out of control right now with COVID cases. Now, granted, they're mostly younger people who are going to recover, but, you know, the governor there, Rick Abbott, just shut down the bars again and put some more restrictions in place. So, you know, it's funny because Arizona and in Texas and Florida specifically, we're all not having any problems, and that's why these guys just started to open up, and as soon as they did, you see what's happening in those states specifically right now. So I'm still very unclear about the fans in the stands thing. I think that all the seasons will begin, and I do believe that football will begin, but if there's a second wave, because these states are dealing with the first wave right now. They're still dealing with the waves that we were dealing with, you know, 3 months ago up in the Northeast. So I think they're all going to begin. I'm curious as to how many are going to finish.
All right, talking to Trey Wingo, ESPN. Trey, I'm curious, what was your take on Tom Brady? Seems to be taking a lot of heat for his workouts.
Yeah, Tom cares not for the rules, apparently. You know, he's like, it's like, look, he knows that he's got a limited chance to do well, and he's got a limited chance, especially anybody that has a new head coach or a new quarterback coming over, I think, is really behind the eight ball. You know, because like a team like the Saints, the only really addition they made this offseason was Emmanuel Sanders, who's a veteran wide receiver. They're a veteran-laden team. But you have the Colts, who brought in Phillip Rivers. You have the Panthers, who have a new head coach in Matt Rhule and a new quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. And you got Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski trying to get on pace with, you know, with Godwin and Mike Evans there. It's going to take time, and I have no idea what training camp, or more specifically, we might not play a preseason game. Not that most people outside of the Patriots, you know, play many people in those preseason games to begin with, but I think we are going to do whatever we can, and when I say we, I mean the royal we in terms of the NFL, is going to do whatever it can to make sure we get to week one. I mean, that's the thing. Whatever we have to sacrifice in the summer, let's make sure we get to week one in some semblance of being ready and able to do this.
So the NBA is going to play in this bubble. The NHL apparently is going to play in two bubbles, and football and baseball are going to be more open. Yet, can you see that the guys in the bubble may be wanting to get outside the bubble, that there might be great risk playing within that bubble?
Well, it's interesting, right? I mean, they set up a hotline, or somebody called it a snitch line.
Snitch line, yeah.
Yeah, if somebody sees somebody outside that bubble. And Kendrick Perkins had the greatest soundbite ever, man, and that great Southern drawl. He said, man, I'm sorry, but these players just aren't going to follow these protocols in the bubble. It just ain't going to happen. So, yeah. You know, I mean, really, think about it. Like, we've all been sort of isolated in some way, shape, or form during this pandemic up till about now. And whatever those guys are walking into, and I get it, it's at a nice hotel and it's all these kind of things and they can play golf and do these things, but they're not going anywhere. I mean, we talk about a 10-day road trip in baseball sometimes and it drives people crazy. We're talking about these teams that are going there now, a team like the Celtics or the Lakers that think, hey, I have a real opportunity to win this thing. They may not leave till the middle of October with limited access to whoever you're bringing in, because if you don't bring them in at the beginning, they're not coming in later. I mean, it's going to be a mental stress test as much as anything else.
So, Trey, you know, watching your show, you guys have a lot of guests on. And I'm curious to know, who's your favorite and who's your least favorite?
Well, I'll leave the least favorite out of it because we might want them back. But, you know, listen, this has been a really weird time, Christian, because we've had so many different voices on for so many different reasons over the last couple of weeks. You know, there are guys that I've worked with for years at our place, whether doing NFL Live or doing the show now, that I just have great relationship with, whether it's Herm Edwards or guys like, you know, Jeff Saturday, Tim Hasselbeck, and Ryan Clark. So those guys, because I've done stuff with them forever, and Lewis Riddick, you know, those guys are just like, they're boys to me. So it's all, whenever I get a chance to talk to those guys that I've had the relationship over the years, it's always a lot of fun.
So basically, you can't pick one because the other ones will get jealous.
Correct. There's a hierarchy, and I'm trying to feed them all.
Talking to Trey Wingo, ESPN. Trey, I'm curious. You're part of the NFL draft, and there was a lot of talk leading into it. Like, this could go wrong, that could go wrong. It seemed to go smooth, but was there anything behind the scenes that maybe didn't, or just how was that whole experience for you different?
Well, it was crazy because people kept asking me, how are you preparing differently? And I'm like, I'm not preparing any differently at all because, like, the preparation was the same. The execution was obviously different. You know, normally the weird thing was, like, people would always be hitting me, hey, what are they really saying about this draft pick? I'm like, I can't tell you because they're not here with me. You know, normally we have those conversations on the set in a commercial break or something. But this year I was in a studio, and then we had, you know, our three guys, Lewis, Mel, and Booger. And they were all set up remotely across the country. And then we had the NFL Network guys and Kurt Warner, Michael Irvin, and Daniel Jeremiah. And they were set up remotely three different places. I mean, literally in the studio, it was me and two camera operators, and that was it. And the guys behind the scenes did an amazing job. I mean, 53 days before the draft, we were still full go. We had a massive setup in Las Vegas, and they pulled the plug like that. And for everybody at ESPN and the NFL Network, because we did a combined this year, to put that together behind the scenes, was really unbelievable. They did a great job.
Well, where are you doing your show? You are Golic's house? Where are you guys doing the show?
Yeah, we're at Golic's basement. Yeah, we live about a mile apart.
Okay. And when are you guys supposed to go back into studio? Have they told you anything about that?
That's an excellent question, and no one knows at this point. I mean, let me put it this way. That information changes daily, like most of the daily briefings we're getting from a lot of different people. So
I said that. We're just never, out, man. Different in the post today. Every day is something different.
They may not change it. I mean, it's like people are getting so used to kind of, you know, doing their work from home, it's almost, you know, as far as cost cutting, it'd be easier to not have a studio, just do it out of your house, and here's some equipment.
Yeah, I mean, literally, you know, I mean, it's cut the commute down, which is great, getting up that early. But I literally have no idea. You know, just so people understand the ESPN setup on the campus, on a daily basis, we probably have over 2,000 people pre-pandemic on the campus. Right now, they're trying to put less than 200 people in that facility every day just to make sure everyone's safe. Because, you know, so many people before the pandemic and when we get back to business are flying in not only from all over the country, but a lot of people are flying in from all over the world because ESPN International, a lot of that stuff is also done out of Bristol. So obviously there's a big concern to make sure we need to do as a company what we can do to mitigate the spread by not having so many people trafficking in from different places.
Trey, we were talking about this before we connected with you, and that was, what does the TV broadcast look like when these sports start? Now, we've seen soccer, and they're putting people in the cutouts in the stands, and they're giving you the crowd noise and whatever, but soccer, it's easy. It's like a soundtrack. How do they do it with sports, and would the alternative of miking guys up be more interesting to put us behind the curtain?
See, I think that's great. I totally agree with that. And, you know, the NFL has sort of been sneaking along those paths, like giving us the access behind the curtain, whether it's with training camp and Hard Knocks and all that kind of stuff. I think it would be tremendous. I think it would be phenomenal. You know, even watching the PGA Tour with these guys right now as they're mic'd up without fans out there, and some of the things they're saying after they hit a really good shot or a bad shot is fantastic. The idea of being able to do that, I think, on the NFL level would be amazing.
All right.
Hi, right, Trey. It was Trey great Wingo. Talking to you, and thank you very much for doing this. We appreciate it. Mystery guest, we got it correct.
You got it, guys. Always fun.
Thanks, Trey.
Trey Wingo, our mystery guest today.
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here in OMF, you just heard the NBA is testing their players, and some of the guys are testing positive. Does that bother the NBA? No. To this point, they seem to be willing to fight through the optics, and that's what you have to do, because there are some people out there that are really against this. Now, we also gave you the update on Florida. They're closing down the bars. Not a good idea for everybody to go into a bubble league in Orlando with all the bars shut down, but that may be what you're dealing with. We have also heard the Disney employees are not crazy about coming back to work right now because of the conditions. Yahoo's Ben Rohrbeck writes today that he wants to shut down the NBA. That's right. It is time for the NBA to call off the 2019-20 season. I've been circling this determination for weeks, and ever since the league announced plans this month to resume the season at Walt Disney World, every concern we have shared is coming to fruition. Julie DeCaro, Deadspin, she wants to shut down all of sports. I was aggravated over Memorial Day weekend a full month ago when a good portion of my neighborhood here in Illinois was collectively deciding they were tired of social distancing and they weren't going to do it anymore. One person at a pool party. What MLB, MLS, NWSL, NBA, WNBA are doing right now is that pool party on a massive scale. So these are people that can't fight through the optics right now of people testing positive.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that opinion. And, you know, because I just don't even try. Like, I don't get it. Like, because, you know, these sports industries are billion-dollar industries. And if you just shut them down, there's ramifications financially everywhere. And it's not just from the billionaire players and owner, you know, millionaire players and billionaire owners. It's just the whole community. It's just a lot of jobs. So I don't understand why people have such a problem with trying, right? With trying to see if you can make this thing work. Like, they just want to shut it down now without even trying. I don't get that. If it doesn't work, hey, it doesn't work. I mean, the reality is all these teams could get into camps and, you know, in July. And all of a sudden, July 20th, they're like, you know what? Can't do it. We can't do it. Okay, then and it gets shut down. But you got to get to that point where you got to realize it can't happen. I don't think we're there right now.
Well, I also think that, so how many of these teams are going to look at what's happening in Texas and Florida and Arizona and then try to create their own, okay, this is when we shut it down. So how many cases do you need? How bad does it need to look? How much shame is being thrown your way? You know, how much criticism are you getting? And are you willing to either fight through it because you believe in your protocol and your safety measures, and you realize that the guys are young and nobody's in the hospital. Do you just keep pushing through and adapting, or do you just, you know, pull anchor and get the hell out? Like, to me, that's what's going to be interesting, because I don't think you're really going to have the courage of your convictions to fight through this. And I think that's what Florida and Texas tried to do. They had the courage of their convictions. No, we're opening up. Georgia, we're opening up. Arizona, hey, come play here. Florida, come play here. We're open, man. Let's go.
Remember that.
So they owned it, and now they're paying the price because it looks like they were stupid and they were dumb and they were a little too aggressive and they weren't nearly as careful as these other states who were diligent and disciplined and aren't spiking back up. Like, we're not spiking back up. So people are more, I guess, you know, satisfied with the process and looking more forward to the future. I said, freaking Florida, tell me you got to go backwards
now?
Yeah,
but why aren't we going to spike up? They haven't solved this. They haven't cured it. Why are we not going to spike up now that you start opening up the restaurants and you're opening up places where people can congregate? Of course it's going to spike
up. Well, don't you
up.
Think bars, okay, the difference when someone says a bar, I think of a lot of people standing around shoulder to shoulder trying to get a drink.
Yeah, packed.
Packed. When I think of a restaurant, I think of everything I've seen so far. Lots of restaurant, lots of tables outside, you know, being really careful with how many people you let in. And it's really safe. Like, I would 100%, I've been out a bunch since we've jumped into this new phase, and I'm not worried at all. Now, one
yeah, thing, I don't. You may not be worried, but I don't see how anybody can look at it and say we're 100% feel safe, because we still don't know. There's so much that we still don't know about this. But with the spiking numbers in specifically in Orlando and the issues that Disney World may have, think about your own situation. You guys have played and been professional athletes. You're going to go down to a place right now where the numbers are spiking And because of that, they're literally shutting down all of the places that you expected to be open. It was the one redeeming thing in which you said, well, maybe we can get out a little bit. And even though we're in a bubble, we're going to have bars, we're going to have restaurants. And now suddenly they start closing all of these places down.
Isn't it the worst case scenario?
Yes.
Right before you're about to show up, you would think, hey, the numbers are going to keep going down.
You're going to be a prisoner in your room. That's what you're going to be in your
hotel. Well, I'll tell you what they're also going to be doing. These restaurants you're talking about, they're going to have the people, they're going to have to deliver food to them. They're not going to be, and if, let's say you were already kind of scared to begin with, you go down there, the numbers spike. Is anybody going to a restaurant?
No.
No. Okay, bring the food to me.
Yes. So Adam Silver, I guess, and Michelle Roberts, executive director of the Players Association, conference call today. They were talking about it. And Adam Silver talking about the spike numbers in Florida. He said, the answer is yes, we are concerned. The levels of concern have increased, not just because of the increased levels in Florida, but throughout the country. And now Michelle Roberts, she's talking about, she says, ultimately my conclusion is that we can't outrun the virus. It's a closed network. While it's not impermeable, we are protected from cases around us. So even though they feel like it's going on in Florida, they feel like they're going to be, you know, actually in their bubble in Orlando and kind of protected from what is going on around them.
If everybody stays in the bubble.
As long as people stay in the bubble. Because people can
say, oh, we're going to Florida, numbers are spiking in Florida,
but they are going to be in one community of it. And they also, I think Silver said they're going to be tested daily as well. So if you're in a bubble and you're tested daily, I think you're safer than you are outside of what's going on, say, in Tampa or just outside of Orlando Disney.
I would agree, but I would fear that one of these guys, a few of these guys, are going to break that bubble. And that would be the fear. And once they do, and they go somewhere, and they contract it, and they bring it back into the bubble, then you got an issue.
Well, that's when you're going to need, like, again, a grown-up in the house. You know, and because if you have two young kids that go out, that affects your team, that affects the whole league. So, you know, you're a veteran player, and you've got your team, you know, doing the right things, and everything is going through, you know, and you're playing, if you're a team like the Lakers, and you, LeBron is there, Anthony Davis, and you're a mature basketball team, and your young kids would never think of going out because they don't want to be that guy that ends the league, and, you know, LeBron can't win a championship, right? So they don't want to be that guy. But on some of these other teams, that's the issue. You could have a team that does everything perfect, but there could be one team that's out of it that's like, screw it, I'm out of here. You know, our team sucks. We're not making the playoffs. Let's go out. And it could ruin it for everybody.
But
that
I think
message has to be sent across that league.
But I think what you're hearing
in
from
every
these,
league.
These people that want to shut the NBA or shut down the leagues right now is they're looking at the number of coronavirus cases. And as we pointed out, the cases that are coming in now are younger demos, which is a good situation because those people are going to be less likely to be affected by it. So the number of cases that we hear are guys that test positive doesn't bother me. Now, it may effectively change the competitive balance. It doesn't bother me. Now, it'll bother me if suddenly, you know, the Los Angeles Lakers decide they're all going to make a public appearance at the local nursing home for karaoke night, right, and sing with the old ladies or whatever. That would be a problem. But the optics of just the players, 16 of them today testing positive, have already raised the red flags where people are saying, oh, shut it down. Shut it down. That's it. Shut it down.
Yeah, that's. I feel like we haven't even. I feel like we just went in one door and, you know, went around those crazy shows and came back in the same one. It's like nothing's changed. It's like there's a space-time continuum where 3 months has gone by and we're still having the same conversation.
Same conversation.
Exactly the same conversation.
Can we get through the optics? Right. Can we get through the optics?
So you're really just going to have to just, to your point, fight through it. Can you fight through it? And then see how far you could. No fans. Who said earlier that the state of California said none of their
state
sports
of California
teams are
saying no fans, right?
No They're fans with the Rams and the Chargers.
Sports can come back, but you can't have fans in the
What about
stands.
High school?
I would guess high school would
College?
Be the same. I didn't.
I'm just saying it's.
I think it was directed toward
getting
the pro
back
sports.
To your like you know what happens when it's one thing Silver did say. He said that. Says that any one positive test, no matter the player, won't stop things from continuing. But then another tweet, he talks about if there is a significant spread, and that line, he says, quote, hasn't been set yet, then that may lead us to stopping play.
That's the point.
That
so
was a mistake.
What is the line?
We don't
Here's
know.
The thing.
They haven't said
they don't
it
know
yet.
What the line is.
They don't know.
So you know what the line? I'll tell you what the line is.
Optic Man will set
that's
that
it.
Line.
Optic Man is going to tell you when it's enough.
He's setting
Optics
the line.
Man is that's right. He does it. He
Whoa,
does it.
Here and, comes Pandering Man.
No pandering. Pandering Man. Get out of here. Get the hell out of here.
I don't belong here. Please,
he pandering.
Previously on the Adventures of Pandering Man.
I don't want Pandering Man here. Pandering Man's got nothing to do with this. This is Optic Man.
It's Wiggy's Man.
The cheap knockoff of Optics Man.
Exactly.
But that's the problem. You haven't, like, what is, like you said, the line hasn't been set. They're going to talk with health officials and players, but they haven't set that line yet. So it is, okay, is it, what is it? I mean, is it 15, 20 players? Is it 60?
It's when Optics Man,
you know what it is?
You got to do something
Optic
about
Man
it.
Takes his finger. Yeah. He puts it up in the air. He licks it first, but you're not supposed to do that, Optics Man. Licks his finger, puts it up there, and he tries to figure out which way the wind is blowing.
Well,
and then he tells you.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's so politicized that you look at it and say, this may add into what a decision the NBA makes in the end. They may look at the politics of all of it and say, does it make sense here? I don't know.
Really, you're just putting your head between your legs and you're just hoping and praying. You're just really just hoping that it works. Because, at this point, it's out of your hands, is it not? You've set up the protocol. You've taken the necessary steps.
Yes.
You've talked to the players. You've organized the facilities. You've got everybody on board. You blah, 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 blah. Okay, now let's just
That's
see if it works.
That's their job, though. That's their job. It. That's every league's job, is to set up, moving forward, continue to do what we want to do, and if it's shut down, it's out of our hands. We can't control it.
Yeah, you tried.
And it's up to Tom Brady to screw it all up on them. That's what
his
job.
Blame it on
is.
Tom. That's what everybody else is going to do.
That's what his job. But I don't know what I don't know what that number would be. So if LeBron and Anthony Davis suddenly test positive, is that the turning point? Is that when we sit there and say, oh,
well,
man.
Well, let's
now they're going to have an asterisk next to the champion.
We know 302 tests, 16 positives so far, whatever, in the NBA. Give me an over-under for baseball next week. 1,800 players tested. You want to stick at 5%? You say 90?
Is that including staff as well or just the players?
1,800 players. Yes, you're right. More staff.
I was going to say 100.
They're bringing 60 people in.
I would say 6 or 7%.
So you're at about 100?
Yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah.
100, 110.
Now, would that be enough to scare me away? Well, if we're talking about a 70-year-old coach, maybe. Yes. But would I get worked up at a 26-year-old young pitcher? No.
And isn't it aren't you kind of too far along to kind of come back, right? Aren't you too far along in the process? Because even with these spikes in these different states, everybody is committed to having the season, starting the NFL season, starting the NHL.
They should.
Going ahead with basketball. So nothing, I don't think anything
nothing
is going to deter them.
According to plan in life in 2020.
I know, but think about it, though. Even if the numbers keep going up, in Florida, in Texas, in Arizona, in Georgia, their numbers beat the numbers in April. They beat all those record-setting numbers for corona cases in their state or nationally. Are they willing to keep pushing through to start training camp, to start the hub cities, to start a training camp end of July? That, to me, I don't even know if you may not get off the ground.
Which one of these commissioners have the stones to fight through this?
None
because you're going to get tremendous criticism. I mean, you're already seeing it right now. We gave you two today already that saying shut it all down when you had 16 positive tests. Who's got the stones to basically sit there and say, we're going to get more positive tests? Maybe it's up to 10%
players. I don't think any of them does. I really don't. You know, because I think they're all under the same guidelines. Okay, so I mean, if there is a bunch of cases, once they're in the bubble, then the NBA will shut down. And I think that would happen with any sport. If the cases increase and it gets a little bit out of control, I don't care what league you are, you're going to be forced to shut down. And you need to get that point across to your athletes. You need to get that point across to them.
Here's what you need to say to them. Do you remember Rudy Gobert? And do you remember that people were all over his ass when he was so callous about this, and then he tested positive, and we had to shut down this entire league because one player tested positive?
And then you need to use the Orlando Pride of the Women's League.
Yes.
Everything was moving forward, and what happened? 4, 5, 6 girls went out to a bar, mm-hmm. and guess what? We ended the season.
Right. If you're that guy that leaves the property and goes out to that bar and mingles with other people somewhere at some pool, some party, this is what might happen. And then your name will be the one that shut down the league.
Well, I think all these are good things for all these leagues because now you have examples. You have leagues or people who did it the wrong way, and then you have people who are doing it the right way. Well, not yet, really, because they don't have enough examples, but at least you have examples of, hey, they set up their protocol, they all agreed to do it, but these 10 people that said, nah, we're good, we don't believe it, and they came back and screwed the entire league. See, not just their team, the entire league.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not concerned if things get really bad and they shut down all of the bars. I would feel a lot better that you're going to be able to operate in the bubble in the NBA because everything's going to be shut down. There aren't going to be those opportunities out there for you. But you know how this works. Suddenly, 2 months from now, you're well into your playoffs, and everything is turned around positive now because everybody started to pay attention, and it gets better. And people start to put their guard down. They feel good about it, and that's when guys are going to sit there and say, okay, let's take off. Let's do this. Let's do that. That's where you're going to get the
problem. Well, and that's actually what happened in the PGA. I know, what happened with them. They were in California. They went to Texas and South Carolina, and Nick Watney was the one guy in that got it. And then after that tournament was over, they found, 4 or 5 other guys, 6 guys, like caddies and players, and they kind of felt like a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
They're back playing. Okay, let's go. So how careful do I want to be? Don't worry about it. You don't have to be too careful. Just kind of keep doing what you're doing. I mean, be careful, but don't worry about it. Next thing you know, boom, more cases pop up. And I think there's a lot of reminders, and we've talked about how important MLB is for NFL to see how that works. And these are the things you learn from. You can't have that false sense of security, no matter how well it's going. For 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, you always have to have it in the back of your mind. And if you do go out to a bar and you bring it back, you could force an entire team or a league to shut down. So all these examples of how people are handling or not handling it right need to be used and stressed and told these players. This is what you have to do. We're a month into it. Just because we're in Eastern Conference Finals and Western Conference Finals, doesn't mean now it's just a wild, wild west. We got to, until this thing is over, we have to continue to be somewhat responsible and show some, Stones. Not go out at night.
Stones.
Something.
And smarts. It's more likely, in my opinion, they start sports up because they need it and there's too much at stake. There's too much money at stake here. And then it shuts down. That, to me, is more likely scenario of us not playing at all or playing an entire season. It's more likely they start and then people start to panic and they freak out. It's time for us to delve into the Ray Lewis podcast.
Ooh.
We're going to do it yesterday.
Today.
We got backed up, but we got a good one tonight. Ray Lewis coming up next. That's obscene. I'm sorry.
Sounds like some sort of like mating call of some endangered species.
So when we went to the break, we played the mystery guest theme. Who could it be now? Christian was singing along, and I decided I was going to roll
like
on that.
The same song.
Always God. Rolling, guys. Ryan's always rolling on you.
Does that not sound like a mating call of some crazy albatross or something that you see in the Everglades? Does that not feel like that would be what you would see?
Yeah, see
man.
Christian doesn't know when he was chomping candy earlier in the his Boston baked beans candy, I was rolling on him chewing into my ear also.
Well, that's all right. What do you want to do? Yeah. Boston baked beans are good. The candy version.
Let's have some deep thoughts here from the Reverend Ray Lewis.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this is all Ryan today. Ryan's going to drive this segment because I don't have my sheet in
he
front
can't
of
find
me.
His notes.
My dog ate my homework.
No, he's still in quarantine. Yeah, he's still quarantined.
God.
Yeah,
so Ray Lewis was kind of lacking a little last week. He was more docile. Yeah, I think we're back. Boring. We are completely good. Back. So I don't think we should waste any time with this. We're going to really do a service to you guys in the audience. You guys ready for the secret of life?
Oh yeah,
secret
the
of
secret
life.
I'm been looking for driving.
The years for that.
Pull Search over. For. Start. Get some pen and paper. Let's do it.
All right.
And I'm gonna give you honestly one of the secrets of life.
Oh jeez.
There are no excuses. None. There are absolutely no excuses to life.
Until I get the homework.
And that's why the mind can't wonder.
Okay. There first no of all, you should have that's it. Well, listen, I didn't know what the secret. One, first of all, it's one of the secrets of life is no excuses.
Are there more? Isn't one?
Isn't that what Brady? No, there's only one. He doesn't give us any more than one. You know, even
there are
probably,
no excuses.
No, that's it. Doesn't he say the same thing? No excuses when it comes to practicing outside and not social distancing and getting ready. No excuses.
Is that though? Just this one secret to life and that's it?
That's it.
Well, that's how he hooks you into the podcast. You're like, geez, if I tune in next week, maybe I'm going to get another secret of life.
I'm hooked.
Can I just ask, though? But everybody has excuses for stuff. I mean, I'm reading Mike Florio. I don't know if you guys saw it today, but he's apologizing for like anything he's ever said, comments he's ever made that were offensive or whatever. Everybody's got excuses for something, right? That's the way of life. Yes, that is the way you get through life is to make excuses,
and
right?
That's why the mind can't wonder.
Okay, see there, I don't know if he says wonder or wander.
Yeah, that was sort of the theme of the podcast is you don't want to let the mind wander. Or is it wander? Christian and I kind of argued about it a little bit.
I think it's wander.
I don't know what he's trying to say.
Give me one more time.
And that's why the mind can't wander.
Wonder.
It's wonder.
Wonder, yeah.
Wonder what?
Yeah.
There's a lot of all these abstract thoughts. Like, okay, so the only thing that is he easily could have said that one of the secrets of life is going to bed early. Like, it's just, like, so just, like, arbitrary. Oh,
I'm
okay.
Your host, Ray Lewis, a.k.a. Sugar.
Sugar. You need to be inspired by Ray. Here we go. Secret of life.
So, we're looking for more inspiration. Here's a quick little easy motto that you guys can start living your life by.
Okay.
I'm going to take you somewhere because I live by these five P's.
Yep.
Right? I live by them.
Write them down.
Proper preparation prevents poor performances.
A lot of P's.
Proper preparation. Prevents poor performances. Five P's. Why? Because it has to be important to you of what you want your performance to look like. Oh, stay with me now. Stay with me. Because a lot of times we go into a test or we go into games unprepared. And then we wonder why we have the worst games we've ever had.
That's one I can actually stay with them with.
Yeah.
I get that.
Proper preparation.
Yeah, preparation. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Of what you want your performance to look like. Oh, stay with me now.
But that's the thing.
I love
like,
that.
We'll like, stay like, with you.
We can actually understand
that,
this one, and you tell me to stay with you. It's the other ones, I have no clue where you're going. That's what I need you to tell me to stay with you.
Yeah.
See, this sounded like Peter Piper picked a peck of pecker peppers.
A lot of peas, yeah.
The five
a lot of peas.
Preparation and prevents poor performance.
On I like the five
peas. Piper, preparation.
I agree with Brett. But everybody knows that, don't they? If you don't prepare for stuff. Like Christian for this segment. If you don't prepare for stuff, you run into trouble.
Five P's.
Yeah, Brady's prepared. Ready. Belichick's prepared. Patriots are prepared. A lot of P's there.
Is that a secret of life?
Yes.
I think that's just more good advice.
Oh, okay.
Like, Ray, I'm coming over for dinner. What are we having?
Five P's.
I need more than that. I'm going to be hungry.
Why?
Because I skipped lunch because you were telling me that we were going to have dinner.
All right, well, give me the last one.
This last one might be my favorite. So, you guys, have you ever been home by yourselves and maybe you think out loud, like, oh, where did I put my keys? Or, oh, I just stubbed my toe. I'm happy nobody saw that. Ray Lewis tends to take these kinds of things a bit further.
I have uncovered so much about myself trying all of these new things that it's blowing my mind. And you know what I found out? I'm going to be honest with you.
No.
At times, I can be a very moody person. Really? I get up, seriously.
Go ahead.
I get up and I get mad at myself.
Huh.
I come in here and I pick up a glass and I was like, okay, let me fix my shake and this and that. And then I grab two other things, drop something on the floor. I say, stay focused, boy. You know, and I talk about myself, oh, picklehead face, boy. You know, I just be calling myself all type of stuff. You know, if you heard me in my house by myself, you would swear that I got a full family reunion going on because it's a lot of conversation going on. And but seriously, like, I am... I am so moody, and I'm only moody because my brain wanders. I'm only moody because my brain is bored.
He is the type of guy, though, that you can envision. He talks to himself, and he answers himself.
You think his brain is bored?
Bored? No, I don't think it's bored. It's just, but I think he's one of those guys that talks aloud, right?
Picklehead face, boy. What? You know, I just be calling myself out all the time.
In different voices, too, by the way.
Yes, different
he's
voices.
He's got insightful,
right.
He's got normal, he's got preaching, he's got angry, pumped up. I mean, if you're walking by the house, walking the dog, you're going, what the hell is happening?
Well,
in
I'm
the
just
house?
Curious, does he argue with himself, or does he
I think
just
he, I bet you he does.
Drop something on the floor, I say, stay focused, boy!
There you go.
Yeah, pickle face, boy. That was something people teased him with when he was a kid.
You know, and, I talk about myself. Oh, picklehead face, boy.
Picklehead. He probably had bad acne.
Picklehead face.
Or he had one of those guys that shaved his head a lot, and he always got those bumps on it. Because we used to tease people like that also.
That's awful.
Look at all those bumps on the back of your head.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, that's truthful. I mean, what do you want me to do?
No, it's truthful, but it's awful. It's terrible.
Well, he's calling himself that. He's calling himself. I'm not calling. I would never call Ray Lewis pickle face boy.
Does Ray ever have a podcast like with a guest?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you had one of those so far?
He had Terrell Davis on, but generally I get about 25 minutes into these. I go, all right, I got all the content I need for this segment. We're going to move right along. I've never heard him talk to any of his guests.
Like Fourier on there
Steele
one day.
On
Wiggy.
The first one,
that'd be a good one.
One of them. Yeah.
Fourier and Wiggy with Ray.
That would be I think
call it the echo chamber.
Wiggy would probably understand him better than I would.
You think?
Yes,
he would know if he's saying wonder or wander.
Yes, I think Wiggy has some. Well, that one's easy. I mean, give me five keys to success with the letter P that isn't some cliche that's been dated back to 1950.
Proper. Preparation prevents poor performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to have that on my game plans when I was in high school. Coach. Like, he's creating something new and exciting that nobody's ever heard of. Do something unique and different. Like,
hard
I like
work
the fact that
pays off.
Yeah, no excuses.
Hang in there, baby.
Yeah, when the going get tough, the tough get going. It's like
the only thing to fear is fear itself.
Yeah, that one. Use that
Brady
one.
Used that one.
I remember I said to myself, tough times don't last. Proper
tough
perseverance.
People unbelievable. Well, that's it. Oh, we got one more? Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
I figure we've had a lot of good advice from Ray Lewis. Let's just send the audience off with just one more thing that you can do to really, really help yourself in life.
I've been a big meditator over 15, 16 years now. And the way that I clear my mind, you know, it's interesting because you got to think about this. If you're trying to have a prepared mind, then how often do you flush it? Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
He cracks himself up.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
A toilet now.
Flush it.
Oh,
pickle
that's
toilet humor.
Toilet.
Then how often do you flush it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh.
You people always say, I'm smart. You know, I got this degree, and I could do this, and I could do that. But imagine that, right? You say you want to be prepared. You say you want to be the best, but you never flush the mind. Right? That's why the good book says restore, renew. Yeah. Because if you don't start over, the mind just keeps rolling. And the mind just wanders into these areas of life, right? And this is what happens when the mind wanders. When the mind wanders, the one thing that happens in your life and in every person's life that has a wandering mind is a bunch of broken promises.
There you go. Mm.
And most of the broken promises is to yourself.
Yes. That's where it hits you. That's
just true. Let yourself down.
He's great.
That makes sense now. I get it. I'm ready to take on the world.
I'm getting inspired by Ray. Deep thinking, deep thoughts.
Then how often do you flush it?
Yeah. Does Kyrie have his own podcast yet? Speaking of deep thoughts.
I'm surprised he doesn't.
He can tell us what the world's all about.
He's another guy that, you know, talks to himself and answers himself. I wonder if he flushed a white suit down the toilet.
Oh, boy.
You
and
that white
suit. Now you got to go there.
You always go to the most uncomfortable part, right? You can't enjoy the segment.
They never found the white suit.
Trying to better himself, you know, and there you are. Just killing him.
I'll tell you what, he is.
You need to flush it.
He would make a great preacher, though. I would sit to go to church and listen to him for hours on Sunday. Absolutely.
You wouldn't retain anything because nothing.
Nothing,
would make
nothing,
sense.
But you'd get a few laughs out of it.
And I'm going to give you honestly one of the secrets of life.
Okay.
There are no excuses.
That's it. That's so simple, Ray. I'm going to get that on a T-shirt. Oh, no, it's already been done 1,000 times. Wow, I've never heard no excuses.
Don't tell Ray.
Or give me another used-up cliche, Ray, that I could use in or my daily life that I haven't heard from my fifth-grade football coach. No? No?
No, nothing?
I shall not seek, nor will I accept your nomination.
Oh, jeez. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. You are done, Ryan. We need some music to play. Thank you, Ryan, for subbing in. I appreciate it.
No, it's your fault.
How
you
often
were not,
do you flush it?
You were not prepared because you flushed your brain and you left nothing there. I did.
There are no excuses.
That's what you did.
Listen, you know what? Were you inspired today?
Yes.
Feeling great.
I am. I need it going into Friday. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
There is no tomorrow. That's another one. I'm waiting for that for next week.
Follow
you know what? Here's another one of my keys to success. There is no tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the day after, and the day after.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Because if you don't check in, then it's impossible to check out.
This is true.
Oh, my God.
He's beautiful. All right, boys, we're doing it all from our Shaw's and Star Market Studios. We got another hour to go. We go 30 minutes commercial free. We come right back in 1 minute. And is Tom Brady pissing people off down there in Tampa Bay? Ooh, next.